Open Windows, November the 18th. The Faithful Steward. In 2 Timothy 1:14 we read, "Through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives within us, carefully guard the precious truth that has been entrusted to you." How much have you to dispense? Are you sure that you are dispensing what you have? The Lord did not lead you through that trial, through that darkness, through that strange experience just for your own sake. The Lord has not dealt with you as he has in order that you should be shut up to yourself to enjoy the results alone. He has done that to constitute you a steward. If you and I will only allow that fact to govern us in the days of difficulty and trial, it will help us through. We should hold fast to the fact that the trial is to mean enrichment for the Lord's people and an increase of equipment and qualification for stewardship. Ask the Lord to release you into your stewardship within your measure. We're not speaking of an official, organised service for God, where you have to be continually ministering to others, whether you have the resources with which to do it or not. That is all false, and puts strain upon you, which may well revolt against that kind of thing. We simply have in mind the way in which the Lord creates living contacts. Children of God may cross your path in dire need, and may all the time be looking for the person who can help them. They have been crying to the Lord to meet their need, and have been watching to see how the Lord would answer. They may cross your path, and you talk upon all sorts of ordinary things, and they pass on their way, and you have fallen in your stewardship. They have not received that for which they have been asking, and the steward has disappointed the Lord and those who were looking to the Lord. Let us ask the Lord to give us release from our tied-up state to fulfil this stewardship. The Lord's word is, "It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful, not eloquent, not intellectual, or with a strong personality, none of those things." What is your mental conception of a steward? One who has a great facility of speech? Who finds no difficulty in talking? No. It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful.